We're doing leadership words that end in A-T-E. Today we're going to misappropriate. Misappropriate. Stay tuned.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
Fill in the blank as you're playing along, as you're exercising or driving in your car, or just getting ready for breakfast, if I would say this to you. When you hear the word misappropriate, what's one of the words that normally comes after that? From a negative perspective, people are known to misappropriate blank. Here in the United States, it's always the word funds, F-U-N-D-S, or money. You always hear that in big businesses, in government, in not-for-profits. The person was accused of misappropriating funds. And that's what I want to be very clear with you all today. Again, to misappropriate is to put to a wrong use. It's to apply wrongfully. It's to use it dishonestly. So you can misappropriate an employee. You can misappropriate a process. You can misappropriate a company car. You can misappropriate a lot of things. But from a leadership perspective, the one that will get you fired, will get you terminated, will get you possibly put in jail, is to misappropriate funds. Don't do anything around the budget, around funds, around money in your organization that will ever get you into trouble. Sliding off a little bit here, taking off a little bit there. In fact, when I worked at Walt Disney World, I was shocked. We had a cast member when I worked at Port Orleans Resort, worked over in guest services, one of the nicest cast members ever. Believe it or not, she was misappropriating funds, taking some money out of the cash drawer every single day and putting it in her shoe before she left and things like that. They had her on a watch for a long time and then finally took her out in handcuffs. You can't misappropriate funds that are entrusted to you. Don't do that as a leader.